Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, you already logged in already?
I've been quiet for way too long. I can't find it. No, no more. Got a story, and it's time to tell. Cause I just can't keep it to myself. Somebody give me your microphone.
Welcome to the Seasons of Purpose broadcast, a ministry of New Season Church International. Ecclesiastes 3:1 states, "To everything there is a season and a time to every purpose under the heaven." We are your hosts, Pastors Jasper and Constance Whitehurst. Thank you for tuning in. And now let's begin our study in the all-sustaining Word of God.
Hallelujah.
Cause it's a new season. It's a new day. Yeah, resting on you. I can feel it. It's flowing my way. Oh, oh, oh. It's a season of power and prosperity. It's a new season, and it's coming to me. Or if you believe that, lift your hands and say,
it's a new season.
It's a new day.
Praise God and good evening, and welcome again to the Seasons of Purpose radio broadcast. We count it a privilege to be your host. We are Pastors Jasper and Constance Whitehurst, and we thank God for you tuning in. We thank God also for the presence of Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit of our God. Oh, God is such a great and mighty and wonderful God, and every praise that we have totally belongs to Him. Hallelujah. Tonight, we are going to go ahead and get started by going to the throne of grace in prayer. But before we do, we want to give a shout out to our Covenant Fellowship Church, which is Light of the World Christian Tabernacle, under the leadership, the dynamic leadership of Bishop Kevin Jones as lead pastor and the senior pastor, Archbishop Ruth Smith. And we thank God for them and thank God for all that they do in the service to the kingdom of God. We're going to go before the throne of grace in prayer that will be led by Pastor Jasper Whitehurst. But before we do, we would like to go ahead as well and just begin our program by giving praises to our Almighty God. And so we're going to play a song for you, for your listening inspiration. And it is Every Praise, not some, but Every Praise is to Our God by Hezekiah Walker. And the next voice you will hear will be that of Pastor Jasper Whitehurst.
Let me hear the worshipers! Where's all of my praises? I want everybody around the world to put your hands together, because all the praises
Here we go.
Every praise
is to our God.
Come on, everybody, sing hallelujah.
we praise you. Thank you for your holy word, Father, Lord. We all the praise belong to our almighty God, Lord, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Lord, we praise you and thank you for the use of our limb, Father, for our warm blood in our veins, Father, for being able to walk to and fro, Father. We thank you for our soundness of our mind, body, and spirit. We thank God for his holy word, Holy Spirit, Father. Yes, all the praise belong to God, Lord. We thank you so much, Lord, for blessing us from day to day, Lord, keeping our family, keeping us intact, Lord, keeping us strong for the things at hand, Father. We thank God for your people, Father, for the body of Christ. Lord, then let your will be done, Father, on today, Father. Let the guest speaker of tonight, Lord, bring forth the word of God with might and with power, Father, to bring honor and glory unto you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Praise God. We thank Pastor Jasper for that prayer, and we give God all the glory and all the praise because, indeed, every praise belongs to him. Tonight we have a guest speaker in the house, and praise God. We thank God for her. Her name is Elder Maddie Green, and she has served as elder of Joe's Branch Free Will Baptist Church all the way in Vanceboro, North Carolina.
Amen,
and we
amen.
Give God all glory and all praise and honor for her.
Amen.
She has a word that God has deposited within her belly that God, that she would like to share with you tonight. And so we're going to ask Elder Green if she will go ahead and just press one on her dial pad, and the next voice that you will hear will be that of Elder Maddie Green. Praise God.
Praise God.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Elder Green, Hallelujah. Are you with us?
Yes, I am.
Amen.
Give honor to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Give honor to Pastor Jasper and Constance Whitehurst and their pastor and their church family. And I give honor to the Most High God, and I give honor to my absent of my pastor, Elder Michael Pretty Sr., and my church family. And to God be the glory. My text tonight will be from John, the 9th chapter, the 6th and the 7th verse. The 9th chapter, the 6th and 7th verse. And it reads as, when he has thus spoken, he spat on the ground and made clay of the spittle, and he anointed the eyes of the blind man with the clay. And he said unto him, go wash in the pool of Siloam, which is by interpretation sent. He went his way, therefore, and washed and came seeing. My subject tonight is, when you follow his direction, it will change your situation. The definition of instruction is a statement of what to do that must be obeyed by those concerned or the action, practice, or profession of teaching. In this life, we face many challenges and trials to make our faith grow stronger. Each day, the unexpected things may arise to awaken and unsettle us to find out who we believe in. As you ask yourself this question, do I put my faith in the Lord or in those things that I see? If you depend on him, your foundation will stand on a rock in the midst of the storms of life. If you depend on the things you see, then your foundation will crumble and fall. Believing what the Spirit of God tells us to do is important as we trust and learn obedience in the Word of God. Trust means a sure reliance on the character, the ability, strength, or truth of someone or something. Obedience means to hear God's Word and act accordingly to His will by following His instruction to the letter without veering off to your own way. In the Old Testament, obedience means to hear, but in the New Testament, it describes obedience as a state of submission by hearing or listening. Another meaning of obedience is to trust. Obedience is important in our spiritual life because it's necessary for working for the Lord and those who have authority over us. The redeemed work of the Lord points us towards God's mercy and God's grace as an anchor for our soul. Each believer must develop a great love for Christ and his work for them. This love comes from God to motivate us to obey the Lord. These are some of the qualities a believer needs to help to grow to maturity, like compassion, patience, faith, trust, obedience, humility, and hope, and more. There will come a time in our life that we would have to make different decisions when things suddenly happen and it begins to change in our life. See, there is one tool to use is prayer, and another is to listen to what the Spirit of God is saying to you. When you have a problem that seems hard to bear, remember that Jesus is more powerful than the situation. In Psalms 55, verse 22, cast thy burdens upon the Lord, and he shall sustain thee. He shall never suffer the righteous to be moved. See, there are times when the Lord will answer quickly, and other times we will have to wait. It may be days, weeks, months, or years, but we must learn to put our trust and be obedient to his word and his will for our lives. He will strengthen and comfort us during this situation so we can endure and not quit nor turn back from our duty to him. He will have compassion on us as he knows how much we can bear. So just follow his direction and a change will come in due time. See, in chapter 9 of St. John, Jesus passed by and saw the blind man. The disciple began to question the blind man's background, but didn't even ask for the blind man to be healed. See, they assumed that God the Father had punished him for his sinful state. The disciple thought it was possible that it was a generation curse from his family line. See, people will mistake or judge you, saying, why are you in this situation or affliction like Job? But in Matthew, the 7th chapter and the 1st verse, it says, judge not that ye be not judged. Don't criticize the Lord's work or his purpose. See, there are people who have more problems than others. Each situation is different from the other person. We will never know how or when afflictions or problems will come until it happens. Then another situation can arise in our life. See, we see that the grace of God, repentance, is there for us to ask forgiveness. But there are consequences for our actions. See, trials will come to make our faith grow stronger, but the journey may not be easy. When Jesus looks at your situation, something can happen when you follow his instruction. It can change our situation. See, a person can't determine when or how the Lord will operate in your situation. Jesus can show love and compassion for you, as he will be as a ransom for many. Because in Romans, the 5th chapter and the 8th verse, but God commends his love towards us in that while we was yet sinners, Christ died for us. See, Christ will humbly submit unto the will of God because he is perfect, he is holy, and he's a righteous sacrifice to pay for the penalty of our sin. By demonstrating his love towards us and his loving kindness and tender mercy, See, we can receive the favor of God. See, he knows exactly what is going on in your life. You don't have to worry about anything. Just put your trust in the word and watch him, that he will change you inwardly and outwardly for his glory. See, today the light of the world will come to give his grace to this blind man, or referred to as a sinner man by the Pharisee. See, this blind man's natural condition of being born blind from birth was about to turn to a new chapter in his life. See, this blind man's destiny was already planned from his birth for the work of Christ to be revealed in him. See, the blind man's physical life seemed hopeless, and he was overlooked by the people. But God knew exactly where he was, how his life turned out, and what place he was waiting to receive a little change of money each day. See, this blind man endured the shame of begging for a living because he was blind. See, Jesus began to teach the disciples and others about who he is and reveal the power of God that rests upon him and live within him to do his work. Because in verse 5, Jesus spoke, "As long as I'm in the world, I am the light of the world." See, Jesus is the only one that is able to open our spiritually blind eyes and heart to what lies on the inside, like sin, our failures, our imperfections, so he can change our situation when we follow his instruction. See, Jesus can use any method to make us recognize that we are blind and we need him to deliver us from our situation. See, Jesus is the light of the world. And we know that by him being the light of the world, he's the only one that can open our eyes. And Jesus will recognize us and come to our rescue because of the grace of God and the salvation of God can bring us closer to him. Because it said in Psalms 27 and the first verse, "The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid?" He is our light in the darkness. Darkness has no power over the light. See, Jesus is our protector and strength when we are weak and worn. He is the giver of life. He is the resurrection and the life. See, in Romans, the 9th chapter and the 15th verse says, "For he said to Moses, I will have mercy on whom I will have mercy, and I will have compassion on whom I will have compassion. It is the will of God to do what he pleased, not ours. He will do what he will do, for he is God and God alone." See, for his compassion can reach out to the most undeserving person to make a change in their heart and in their life. So while we are trying to figure out something about how he works, God is already working things out in his favor towards us so we can see his glory in our life. See, the humility and compassion of Jesus saw the blind man in his situation, and he spat on the ground and made the clay of spittle and anointed his eyes with clay. See, Jesus Christ is the Son of God, God the Father who made heaven and earth in Genesis 1 and 1. Jesus was in the beginning, was the Word was with God, and the Word was God in John 1 and 1. He's the Messiah, means the anointed one. The power and presence of God was upon him and in him, commanded the man to go wash in the pool of Siloam.
if we would just humble ourselves and have compassion on others as we wait on God because of to obedience of his will, we must learn to obey. See, the pool of Siloam was a supply of water for Mount Zion, and that Hezekiah was the one that made the tunnel so the water could go into the pool. See, Siloam means sent, and it means it's taken from one place and going to another. The Lord, whom God that we serve, told the blind man through Christ Jesus to go to the pool named sent. When we follow his direction, it can change our situation. See, that we had some critics along the way that did not want us to receive some blessings. Like for the blind man, it was his neighbors who was astonished over the miracle. They could not believe that God had done something for this poor man. But because of the love of God, we should have been rejoicing. But sometimes people is more concerned with your past instead of praising God how he brought you out and brought you through it. See, this man didn't worry about the critic, but he testified about Jesus' work, his anointed hands and the clay and his instruction and where to go. This man said, I went. When he said, I went, that he was exhibiting active, invisible faith. And he said, and I washed. And washed means cleansing from your impurity so that as you look like your inferior or undeserved condition, you'll be prepared for initiation into a higher desirable condition as in the Old Testament. And he finally said, and I receive my sight. But see, we got to understand in Romans verse 4, verse 7 through 8 says, blessed are those whose iniquity are forgiven and sins that are covered. Blessed is the man to whom the Lord will not impute sin. See, the act and the work of the grace of God, the free gift in Jesus Christ, not laying charge to this blind man of his ungodliness, but pardon his iniquity. Praise ye the Lord, for the Lord is good, and his mercy endures forever. See, this man was bound, shamed, and broken, but through Christ, who pronounced his blessings upon this blind man who was a beggar, when he followed his instruction, it changed his situation. So why should people question your victory over the situation? But everybody is not happy when you got a blessing by God. And he will redeem you from the hands of the enemy when we learn to obey. See, the neighbors Amen. Weren't satisfied with the man's testimony, and they had to bring him to a higher place with the Pharisees. And they want to discredit his testimony. But in the midst of it, God got the glory. They wanted the glory, but all glory belongs to God. See, they was more worried about the written and oral law, but they opposed Jesus' work and miracles on the Sabbath day. But in Matthew, the 12th chapter and 8th verse, it says, for the Son of God is Lord even of the Sabbath day. He is Lord. And when he receives an honor given him, he is the resurrection and the life. This is the Lord's day. See, the God Amen. Of grace showed mercy on the Sabbath day by healing the blind who was in the dark. But now he can see the light of day. See, they cast him out of the synagogue, but Jesus found him. And when he found him, he gave this man an invitation to accept Jesus as his personal savior. When he asked, do you believe on the Son of God? And this man said, who is he that I might believe? And in John, the 8th chapter and the 32nd verse, and it says, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. See, Jesus told him that he had both seen and talked to him. He believed and worshiped him because Jesus changed his situation when he obeyed and followed his instruction. When a man walked by faith and not by sight and obeyed the instruction, it changed his situation. See, the blind man left weak, but went away renewed in strength. The blind man left feeling of doubt, but came back as a hungry soul satisfied. See, the blind man left for one place of mourning over his situation, but came back rejoicing. The blind man left with fear of the unknown, but came back victoriously. The blind man left blind, but came back seeing. See, this blind man left a beggar, unable to change his situation, but he came back as a witness for the glory of God and the anointed power of Jesus Christ. If we will follow his direction, things can change in our situation. It said in 2 Corinthians 5th chapter 7 verse, therefore if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. All things are passed away. Behold, all things become new. So let us put our faith, our trust, and listen to his word and obey his instruction so he can unloose the fear and give you more faith to run this Christian race. Because it said in Hebrews chapter 12 and verse 1, now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. So let us unloose the doubt and say, I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. Glory, hallelujah. Let us loose the disappointment and say that the Lord said, I will never leave you nor forsake you, so that we can boldly say, the Lord is my helper, and I will not fear what man shall do unto me. In Hebrews 13 and 5 and 6. So let us loose the spirit of poverty and lack and say, but my God shall supply all your needs according to his riches in glory by Jesus Christ. Let us loose that unlovable nature and remember what the 1 John 4 and 7 and 19 said, beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God. And everyone that loves is born of God and knows God. We love him, but first he loves us. So let us honor and put him first in our life. Spend time in the word of God, meditating, singing praise with melody to him with thanksgiving. Don't move by what you see in the natural world, but keep in mind what you know the word of God says about your situation, and listen to the Spirit of God and follow his instruction to change your situation. Amen.
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 Glory
Amen.
To God. Glory to
Amen.
God. Glory to God.
Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Praise God for that powerful word. Amen.
Amen.
From Elder Mary Green, to God be all the glory. Amen. We thank God for that powerful, powerful word.
Yes,
and that
Lord.
Rich word with power and might and strength. Amen. And you follow his direction. Praise God. It will change your situation. To God be all the glory. Yes, it will. Even today, that word is still true. Amen. The word of God is still true to those that believe it, those that have their faith to it, and God will change your situation. Amen. And God
Amen.
Will restore that in your life. God will strengthen it. He will make turn your blind eyes so you may see what's going on. You may see the power of God in your life. Amen. But we do walk by faith and not by sight. We thank the woman of God tonight to bring for that powerful word you need on this hour, this day. For such a time as this, we need that word on this hour, amen. We need to fess up and see, get fail in the word of God, amen.
Yeah.
And our spirits learn to trust and obey, learn to follow his instruction, amen. Whose instruction?
Amen.
God's instruction, Jesus' instruction, his holy word, amen. We need to learn to trust in him, amen. We thank God that we are saved by grace, are we saved? Not of ourselves, amen, by the power of God. And walk by faith and not by sight, amen. But faith come by hearing, and hearing the word of God. You heard the word of God tonight, amen. from the woman of God this hour, amen, from the Elder Green this hour. We thank God for that powerful word, amen, that feed my heart, feed my spirit. And what we do, that man that before he was blinded, but by manifesting the power of God, his life, he saw. Mm-hmm. He saw.
Yeah.
He saw. He saw Jesus, amen. God using the big glory through your honor, amen. Manifested his power in his life, amen. He will never be the same. He's a chained man, amen.
Yeah.
He's a chained man forever, amen. He will never be the same. We thank God for that. He gave a testimony on that, on the part there. You know, they might put him out, but God put him in, his kingdom, amen. We pray his name written in the Lamb Book of Life, amen. We thank God for that powerful word this hour.
Amen, amen, amen. Well, praise God, Elder Maddie, Elder Green. It doesn't take long for God to do what he needs to do.
Amen.
My God, what a powerful word, what a powerful word. And we thank you for sharing. When you follow his direction,
yes, yes.
It will change your situation.
Amen.
Just some things that just stood out in the message for me, praise God, and I pray for our audience as you begin to talk about obedience. We have to be obedient no matter what the situation and circumstance may look like. We have to be obedient to God. Elder Green stated, obedience to hear. In order for you to be able to hear the voice of God, you've got to obey. God does not operate in disobedience. He operates in obedience to
Amen.
His word and
yes.
obedience to be able to trust. And the word of God tells us that we can do nothing, absolutely nothing, without faith
yes.
In God. Without faith, it is impossible to please God.
Praise
We've
God.
Got to have faith to
Amen.
Be able to trust in him, to be able to obey him. And then the woman of God, she talked about how Jesus Christ is more powerful than any situation or circumstance that we may have.
Amen.
And that's why he should be our first line of defense. Our God and our Savior Jesus Christ should be our first line of defense. He doesn't want us, God doesn't want us to try to work it out ourselves, try to figure it out ourselves. No, our first line of defense should be going to our Heavenly Father in prayer, because he is more powerful than any situation. And then a woman of God, she shared about with the blind man there, that people were judging him. Even
yeah.
the disciples were judging him, trying to say that was he blind because of maybe something that had been done in his past? Was he blind because of a generational curse? And just as it was then, people will judge you now
uh-huh.
based upon your affliction or based upon your situation and wonder. And especially if you profess to be a child of God, they're going to think, okay, well, why is it that this is happening to her? And then why is it that this is happening to him?
Uh-huh.
And then you, just as it was with this blind man, the woman of God, she pointed out that this was a plan for the work of Christ
Amen.
To be revealed in him. Are we willing to allow, first of all, criticism from those that may be on the outside in order for Jesus Christ and the power of God to do a work on the inside
Amen.
Of us, regardless of what people may think?
Uh-huh.
Are we going to be willing to allow God to do that perfect work in us so that Christ will be revealed?
Yes.
Oh, praise God. That was so powerful. What an awesome message. And then she brought out that Jesus is the light of the world.
Yes.
Jesus is our light in the midst of darkness.
Amen.
Jesus is our protector. Jesus is our strength.
Yes.
Jesus is the resurrection. Oh, yes, he is. He is the Messiah and the anointed one, praise God. Yes, he is. to do. But Amen. Praise God, the Holy Spirit used her in such a powerful way. But as the word of God just went forth, and only as it can, and it accomplished, oh yes it did, the plan and the purpose that God had it to accomplish. The other thing that was pointed out, that God will redeem. God will redeem you from the hands of the enemy.
Amen.
When you learn to obey. Oh, my God, that is so, so very powerful. God will God will redeem you from the hands of the enemy when you learn to obey. In any situation, in any circumstance, in any trial, in any tribulation, all we have to do as a woman of God, as Elder Green pointed out tonight, is just simply follow God's direction and allow him to change our situation.
Amen.
Oh, my God, that was powerful. That was powerful. We thank you, Elder Green. Thank
Amen.
You so much. We
you.
Give God all praises and honor and glory for you, and we thank you for coming to share this word. And right now we're going to go ahead and open up the
Amen.
Phone lines to anyone that would like to comment, that would like to be able to share. If you've had an experience, if you've trusted God by following his direction and he's made a change in your situation,
Amen.
We'd like to hear your testimony, praise God. And if you would go ahead and just press 1 on your dial pad, on your keypad, we will dispatch you into the studio. And while we're waiting, Elder Green, was there anything else that you'd like to share with our studio audience? Praise God.
I'm asking for prayer for my aunt's mother. She is in a nursing home in Maryland, and they have tested her positive for this coronavirus, but she's not showing any symptoms. And I know if we pray and pray together, God can work anything out and God can perform a miracle. But it's all in the hands of God. So I'm asking prayer for her tonight.
Amen. Praise God. Well, we know the prayers of the righteous availeth much, and we will, before we leave off of this broadcast, join in prayer. Praise God for her, for her. Is there one tonight, again, that would like to share? Just press 1 on your dial pad. Praise God. We give God all the honor and all the glory. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Well, we don't have one tonight that wanted to comment, but we're going to go ahead and go to the throne of grace in prayer. And I'm going to ask that everybody on the line tonight, because there is power in unity and in prayer. And as I said earlier, the prayers of the righteous, they avail as much. Their prayers change things. Oh, yes, they do when we petition our God. So I'm going to ask if everybody just position themselves in a posture of prayer as Pastor Jasper goes ahead and leads us to the throne of grace in prayer. Hallelujah.
Heavenly Father, Lord, we praise you. We thank you, Lord. We thank God for your holy word on tonight,
yes,
Father.
Lord.
We thank you for your power, your holy anointing this day, Lord. We pray, Lord, for my Elder Green, for our aunt, Lord, that you know you can do all things, Lord. With God, all things are possible, Father, Lord. We pray you bless her and hear her body, mind, spirit, Father. We leave her, Lord, a sickness and disease in Jesus' name, Father.
Yes,
for there's
Lord.
Nothing too hard for Almighty God. There's nothing too hard for our Heavenly Father. There's nothing too hard for Jehovah, Father. For Yahweh, Father, Lord, we pray, Lord, that your might and your power be upon her, Lord, upon her family, Father, in Jesus' name, Father, Lord. Pray for divine help, divine healing, divine restoration in her body, in her mind, and her spirit, Father, Lord. And we pray that you're able to do these things and more. To God be all the glory, Lord. Let your will be done, Father, this day. And we trust that word. We trust you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen. Heavenly Father, Lord God, we just give you all the praise, all the honor, and all the glory tonight, Lord. We thank you, Heavenly Father, and acknowledge you as God.
Yes
Lord. Yes. You are all powerful, Heavenly Father.
Yes,
you are all knowing, Lord
yes,
God.
Lord.
You are all present, Lord God. And we thank you, Heavenly Father,
you,
for protecting us and for keeping us,
yes,
Lord
yes,
God.
Yes.
We thank you for every person that is tuned in tonight,
you,
Heavenly Father, Lord God. We thank you for Elder Green, Lord God,
yes,
as she
yes,
came
yes.
forth to share this powerful word tonight, Heavenly
thank
Father.
You, Lord.
We
thank
pray,
you.
Lord God, that you will continue to allow her to be your mouthpiece, Father God. Continue to allow her to minister your word, Lord God,
thank
to
you,
a dying world that needs to know about a living Savior, Heavenly
yes,
Father,
yes,
Lord
yes.
God. Continue to anoint her afresh, Lord God. Bring healing to her physical body, Heavenly
yes,
Father,
yes,
from
yes.
the crown of her head down to the soles of her feet, Lord God, and bless her family, Lord God,
yes,
in
yes,
the name of
yes.
Jesus, Father God. We thank you, Lord God, for every person that's tuned in tonight,
yes,
Lord God.
Yes.
We pray, Lord God, your protection over them, Lord God, in
yes.
the name of Jesus, Lord God. We thank you, Heavenly Father, Lord God, that you keep safe from the coronavirus,
yes.
Lord God. You keep them and their families safe from the coronavirus
yes.
and every sickness, every disease,
and
every incident, every accident. In the name of Jesus, we
yes.
plead the blood of Jesus
yes, Father,
over
yes.
them, Lord God, that it be a shield of protection
yes,
around them,
yes,
Father
yes.
God. We thank you for heavenly angels, Father
yes,
God,
yes.
that encamp all around them and around
yes.
their family members, around their spouses, around their children, around their loved ones, around their parents, Lord God, around their household, Heavenly
yes,
Father. We pray, Lord God, a shield of protection around every home on the northwest, east, and south corner,
yes,
around every
yes.
apartment house, Lord God. In the name of Jesus,
yes,
Father
yes.
God, we know, Lord God, that the power of the righteous and the prayers of the righteous avail as much in your power, Lord God, as lies, Lord, right here in the midst of our tongue. Life lies in the power of the tongue, Lord God. And we speak life, Heavenly Father,
yes,
Lord
yes,
God,
yes.
in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We thank you, Father God.
Yes,
oh, you're
Lord.
Such an awesome and a mighty God.
Thank
we
you,
give
Lord.
You praise. We give you honor, Lord God. Oh, yes, we do, Lord God. Thank you, Heavenly Father, that you provide for every household, Lord God.
Yes,
if there's
yes.
any amongst that them that have lost their jobs, Lord God,
yes.
we know that you are a provider, Lord God, for your word say
yes.
that you will provide all of our needs according to your riches and glory in Christ Jesus,
yes,
Father
yes,
God.
Yes.
So we thank you that you are Jehovah Jireh, the Lord our provider.
Thank
if there's
you.
Any that's dealing with situations of that are tense, Lord God, situations of conflict, we speak peace right now to that situation, Lord
yes,
God,
yes.
because we recognize you, Lord, as Jehovah Shalom, Heavenly Father,
yes.
that you are the God of peace. So we speak peace in every household, Heavenly Father,
yes, Lord, yes.
in the name of Jesus, Lord God. If there's anyone, Heavenly Father, Lord God, that stands in any need, Father God, whatever that may be, Father God, we know that you are a supplier, Father God.
Thank you, Lord.
We know, Lord God, that you call forth for your children, Lord God, to just come under your wings and in
yes.
your refuge and in your place of peace, Heavenly Father,
yes.
of your place of security, Lord God. You already provide us with a shelter, Lord God,
yeah.
in place, Heavenly Father,
you,
a divine shelter, a place and a refuge
yes.
for us to run to
yes.
in the
yes.
time of
Lord.
Trouble, Father
yes.
God. Yes, Lord, and we give you praise.
Thank you,
we
Lord.
Thank you, Lord God, for your anointing.
Yes.
We thank you
yes.
for your mercy. We thank you for your grace,
thank you,
and we thank you for your love.
Yes.
And Father, we give you all praise and honor, and we ask these things in the name that's above all
Amen.
Names, and that is the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Yes,
praise God and hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you,
thank
Jesus.
You, Lord. Thank you.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Yes. We won't take it amiss that everybody on the phone line is saved tonight.
Yes. Yes.
Because this is why we do what we do, for the salvation of souls.
Praise God.
To be able to build up and bring souls
Amen.
Into the kingdom of God. And so if you're on the line tonight and you don't know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior of your life, we're going to ask that you pray this simple prayer according to Romans 10, 9, and 10 that tells us that if you
yes.
just believe in your heart and confess with your mouth upon the Lord Jesus and know that God has raised him from the dead, then you shall be saved. And so we ask, just repeat and say, Heavenly Father, I am a sinner.
Yes, Lord.
And Lord God, I believe that you, Jesus, are the Son of God.
Yes, Lord.
And I believe that God raised you, that you came to this earth, that you lived so we know how to live, that you died so that we will have eternal life and was resurrected, Heavenly Father, Lord God. And I believe, Lord God, in you. And all you got to do is just receive Jesus Christ as Lord of your life for the rest of your life, and you are saved. We thank God. Hallelujah. And believe that he has been resurrected. Oh, yes, into new life, eternal life for you.
All things become new.
We give God praise. And if you prayed that prayer, then we welcome you into the kingdom of God tonight. And your name has now been written in the Lamb's
book
of life. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise God. We're going to go ahead and close out this broadcast. Again, we thank God for you, and you. And we give God praise for our speaker tonight,
Amen.
Elder Matty Green. Praise God. We thank God for you and
yes,
for
Lord,
you
yes.
sharing that powerful word.
Thank you.
We pray that you will be able to tune in again next week at the same time for the Seasons of Purpose radio broadcast. And until then, we pray God watch over, bless, protect, and keep you and yours. And we thank you and give God all the glory. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah. God
come on,
bless.
Everybody, let's give God this worship. If you know he's awesome, come on, stand on your feet, everybody. If you know he's awesome, you're in awe of his grace. You're in awe of his goodness. You're in awe of his mercy. You're in awe of his provision. He's great and he's greatly to be praised. Hallelujah. Come on, everybody, lift your hands as we lift our voices. Come on, say, my God is awesome.
My God is awesome.
Come on, say, he can move mountains.
He can move mountains.
Keep me in the valley.
Keep me in the valley.
Come on, say it, hide me from the rain.
Hide me from the rain.
That's it. My God is awesome.
My God is awesome.
Come on. Heals me when I'm broken. Strength where I've been weakened. Forever he'll reign. Come on, you got it. My God is awesome. Come on, say, he can move mountains.
Keep me in the valley.
Hide me from the rain. Has he ever covered you? Come on, my God is awesome. Heals me when I'm broken. Strength where I've been weakened. Forever he'll reign. One word. Come on, everybody. My God. Come on, somebody lift your voice. You know he's been good to you. Testify.
Awesome.
Somebody ought to lift your voice.
Awesome.
He's awesome.
Come on.
My God.
My God.
Verse 2. Savior of the whole world.
Savior of the whole world.
of salvation. By his stripes, I'm healed. Yeah, my God is awesome. Listen, today I am forgiven. His grace is why I'm living. Somebody ought to praise his holy name. Come on, you say, my God. Come on, awesome.
Praise the Lord, everybody. We got a message to encourage you and let you know that no matter what you're going through, there's still glory coming, and it's coming after this. Clap your hands. Come on.